Good evening. Before we begin, a disclaimer and a warning for tonight's episode. Tonight's broadcast may be unsuitable for children, adults, and living creatures.
Listener's discretion is advised.
I've been keeping my ear to the streets. The UK run out of ideas. Everybody giving covers of American beat.
Live from the In the Room studios, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Worldwide.
And we tune to the air 5 years in the nation.
Worldwide on VOCNation.com, baby.
Come on, one time, guys. Hey!
Join me, the VOC, back in the saddle every Wednesday night with VOC Nation Original Wrestling Mark Turk. And we got a big surprise starting June the 19th, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't miss it.
Hey, it's me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. And if you're looking for the best sports and entertainment memorabilia, you got to check out my friends at American Icon Autographs. It's awesome, baby. Hey, check out the best memorabilia in town. They've got thousands of authentic autographs. That's right. Take it from me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. If you want sports memorabilia, baby, you got it. Baseball, basketball, hockey, Playboy Playmates, even wrestling. They're awesome, baby. Don't get caught in a sleeper hole. You better check out American Icon Autographs.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Entertainment with an attitude.
There is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
All right, flying solo here in the room studios. We are about to run down the ECWA big action this weekend, Newcastle, Delaware. That's Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern in the United Asbury Methodist Church down there in Newcastle, Delaware. Of course, tickets and information available via ECWAProWrestling.com. I was supposed to be joined by Marcus Waters at this time, and I have no idea where he is. King, if you're around, you should call in. And if you're listening, you should call in as well. The number to call in tonight, it's a very special call-in, 657-383-1666. And, of course, the new era of ECWA well underway. Of course, ECWA with the sale to Joe Zanoli back around Thanksgiving time. And since then, but we'd had one show under the new regime. But this is the first show of the new era, new year, and you know, certainly a lot of changes underway. Of course, a lot of new faces in the company, a lot of shuffling. Joe Zanoli always looking to bring the best talent available for the fans down in Newcastle, Delaware. And, of course, this will also, I believe, and I could be wrong about that, but I believe this is the final show on the road to the Super 8 tournament this April. So fans can get excited about that as well. Of course, Super 8, so far we've seen Vinny Pacifico entered, and tonight there was supposed to be the announcement of somebody else to be added to the tournament. Actually, two guys, it looks like. Not tonight, January 18th. That's Saturday night. That is the night of the big show out there in Newcastle, Delaware. So that's where we are there. Of course, lots of great action coming up this Saturday. And at this time, I'm going to bring on who I believe to be the King of Delaware. Marcus, is that you, buddy?
Yes, what's going on? What's going on?
Hey, brother, what's going on? What'd it do?
Not much.
How you been? How's your new year and all of that?
Oh, it was great, man. It was really nice break, you know, to get away, and I'm excited to be back in the grind though. I really am. How about you?
Yeah, most definitely. Hopefully, I'm hoping that, you know, 2019 was a good year for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't end it the way that I wanted, but I'm hoping that, you know, I can have that same type of success going forward in 2020.
Well, you know what? I was going to bring it up to you. I mean, the tag team championship, I'm sure you thought it would be around your waist for Christmas. I'm sure Santa leaves a couple more things in your stocking if you had to leave the belt out with the milk and cookies. But how was it? How was it without the titles? Are you coping? Are you getting by?
You know, at first I was, you know, I mean, because not only did I have to deal with the heartbreak of losing those tag titles, but at the same time, I was also dealing with injury.
That's right.
So
yeah, you hurt your shoulder.
So during that time, you know, you do some soul searching, you're thinking about which way you want to go, how you want to do things, all of that. I'm over it now. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, there's still days and times when it is that I wish that I still had those tag titles. But, you know, we're gonna see what 2020 brings.
Onward and upward, and you have a huge singles match. I certainly want to talk about that in a little bit against Napalm Bomb. I can't imagine. It's going to be insane, but it's going to be a great match for sure. But we do actually have somebody on the line, Marcus, and I know he's somebody that you weren't too happy with back in December. But joining us on the line actually is one half of the current Marcus, the current ECWA Tag Team Champions, and they are going on, I believe, 33 days as opposed to 420, whatever you were. Jay Delicious on
421.
How you doing, pal?
Good. How you doing?
Good. So it's myself and Marcus. And first of all, welcome back to the ECWA. Everything went down so fast. I don't even think I got a chance to welcome you back to the company.
Yes, thank you very much. It's good to be back.
Yeah, and to team with Michio Ulala, now you guys are in your second reign as tag team champions. I'm just curious. Obviously, you guys have a big title defense. I'll talk about that in a second. But what has the experience been like teaming with Michio Ulala?
Oh, it's been crazy, man. I mean, let's see. I get put with him the first time around. Wasn't even expecting to even win a tag team title. Really, honestly, not. Wasn't expecting him to get a title shot off the bat. And then after being away for a wee bit and coming back and being told, hey, you're going to tag with him again and go up for the titles again, was just an awesome, you know, thing to be told that. And then out of nowhere, just winning them again against, you know, a tough – I would like to think a tough tag team. Because Marcus is definitely he's a tough wrestler. He's very strong and powerful, and you know, it wasn't easy, but it was just phenomenal. And to tag with him, it's just, I don't know, it's just it's great to be able to tag with someone like that.
Marcus, you have any words for the guy that beat you for the title?
Way to rub it in, Brady.
Sorry, pal.
first things first. Congratulations.
Thank you, baby.
Like that was definitely a tough task that you guys accomplished. Like that was 421 days that you held those tag titles. So, like, you have a tough road ahead of you. And coming up this Saturday night, you're not defending the tag titles, are you?
No, actually, we are not. I'm actually Saturday night. Unfortunately, Ms. Rula would not be able to make the show, so they have me fighting Chris Rockwell actually for the World One titles, World One Championship.
I gotta say, I'm sure Mishual Lala would agree with me that match is going to be on point, Jay. I can't even imagine it's got to be exciting for you. I mean, to challenge for the heavyweight championship of a whole other company now that you're in ECWA.
Oh yes, it's
on point.
Since I started my career with World One, I mean, I only had one title reign with them, and the fact that now that I'm back in ECWA, they want to give me another title shot, which is phenomenal. Not to mention the fact that also back in the World One, I also beat Chris Rockwell after his 7-year title reign. So I got to, you know, dethrone him after 7 years, and just to get another title shot in a completely different promotion is just it's mind blowing right now. So, I mean, I'm just all I can say is he's one tough opponent. I mean, when I started with the World One in my career, I was just a cameraman, and then I moved up to ring announcer and referee. But as a cameraman, Chris Rockwell thought it would be a good idea to, after he won the title for the first time and started his 7-year reign, to humiliate me in the middle of the ring in front of at least 100 to 200 people by putting me down on my hands and knees and using me as a throne. So ever since then, I swear I'll get my revenge. And 7 years later...
You're more like a bean chair.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. Yeah.
And then 7 years later, I got my shot at my revenge. It was one hell of a match. He's really a one tough opponent, and obviously to honestly hold the title for one company for 7 years, you got to be one of the best to do that. So all I know is come Saturday night that me and him, we're always going to put on a good match. Anytime I wrestle him, it's like magic. But Saturday, I definitely have one hell of a night against me. I don't know what's going to happen or what we're going to do, but I'm hoping to walk out of ECWA not only as the ECWA Tag Team Champions, but also the World One Champion as well.
One more question, at least from my end. I mean, to kind of look at it, you shifted from tag team to singles so effortlessly over these last couple weeks. What would you prefer, all things being the same? Do you prefer being the singles guy, or do you like teaming with Ooh La La better?
I mean, I do. I love Ooh La La. I love teaming with him. I've mostly been a singles most of my career, so it's just kind of hard to get into the tag situation. But it's something that I have to work on to really, because I plan on having these tag team titles a lot longer than 33 days and. Definitely longer than 421 days. So I just gotta work on to get more tag team into a tag team for me. But for me, it doesn't really matter what I prefer. It could be singles, it could be tag team. It really doesn't matter either way. At some point, you know this is gonna have the gold.
You're gonna give the rematch to Delaware's Finest when they come calling?
I would love to. That's something I want to talk with Ooh La La, but that's something I would love to. But at the end of the day, it's all about the powers that be who will allow us to do it. I would definitely love to give them another shot. But again, that's all up to the powers that be.
All right, Marcus, the powers that be. Does it get any bigger than a king?
Hey, you know, hopefully you walk out of that this weekend as the World One Heavyweight Title champion. And you know, if it's not me and you going on for the tag titles, if you walk out with a heavyweight title, I like throw my name in that hat too.
There you go.
Listen, and if I do walk out the throws, you'll be the first one I'll ask for.
There you go.
That's a bad.
Jay DeLucious and Chris Rockwell for the World One Heavyweight Championship. That's this Saturday, ECWA, down in Newcastle, Delaware. Live wrestling and tickets and information, of course, ECWAProWrestling.com. Jay DeLucious, thank you for the time, man. I'll see you Saturday.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll see you Saturday.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was nice. I expected him to get mad at me when I said he looked like a beanbag chair. He didn't. I like teasing him. We go way back. We go back to, well,
right.
You go back to the academy.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is the first time
I made my debut and on the ECWA main roster as tag team partner JD Luscious.
That's right. I forgot that. That's right. That was when he was walking the ropes.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. I know he always walks the ropes.
What's crazy about it all, it all is that's actually whose place I took.
Yeah, yeah. I remember. That's funny. That's really funny. Oh, man. Marcus, well, the action this Saturday, it's certainly going to come fast and furious. Of course, we have the heavyweight championship. I certainly want to talk about that tonight. We have Ray Kalitri and Ricky Martinez. We can definitely talk about that. You and Napalm Bomb. And also, Chris Wilde is going to be facing newcomer Levin. Do you know anything about this Levin guy? He looks jacked.
I haven't heard anything actually about this Levin guy. But he does. He does look pretty jacked.
He looks, yeah.
Hold on. Like, that's part of the reason there why it is that I think me and the Funky White Boy lost the tag titles, because we went into the show expecting a match with one tag team and the powers that be pulled the rug from under them and slid in Ooh La La and JD Luscious. And I think that's about to happen right now. So it's me and Napalm Bomb.
It's looking like it. Yeah. It's looking like it.
What happened to Ricky Reyes?
A lot of changes. Oh, was it Ricky Reyes?
Yeah, at least that's what I was told.
You know what? I apologize. You know who you're fighting. And I made a mistake there. I misread it. You know what it is I asked the management for the card, and I still haven't gotten it. So I'm forced to just scroll up and down this Facebook page wildly trying to figure out what the matches are so that I can share this with everybody. I apologize. You are fighting Ricky Reyes, and we can talk about that for sure. Napalm Bomb, of course, is in the Triple Threat Mid-Atlantic title match, the one that Ray Kalitri is complaining about because they took him out of the match. I apologize. So how do you prepare for Lucha Underground's Cortez Castro, man? That's a bit of a bait and switch.
I mean, in a situation like that, you have to do as much film study as possible.
Uh-huh.
Like with a guy like Ricky Reyes, he's been on television, he's been all around the world, he's been doing this, I want to say like a 20-some-year career. What a guy like that, he has, it's a lot of film on him. So
sure.
with that being so much film, and with YouTube having a lot of content on it, Like, you go on and you see a lot of things. You can go on and see all things as Ricky Reyes. So, like, that's what we're doing. That's what, like, I'm watching a lot of that, seeing what's going on, trying to pick up on his flaws and everything else, you know?
You get nervous? Get the butterflies?
Said, do I get nervous?
Yeah, you get butterflies.
I mean, Ricky's a
top guy.
I get nervous before every match.
Okay.
So, butterflies and all that. But, like I said, when you go into anything like that, you should have some nerve. If not, you need to get out of it.
Okay. All right. I also wanted to mention, and our next guest will be getting on in a minute or so, but the ECWA Tag Team Championship won't be defended on the show, obviously. But I got to know how you feel about this. I mean, Teddy Fine and Greg Spitz. We saw Greg Spitz last month. Now he's bringing in Teddy Fine. They're going to be taking on Travis Lee and Kyle Christopher. And this – my apologies. This match, Marcus, is billed as a top contenders match for the ECWA Tag Team Championship. So you and Funky White Boy aren't in this top contenders match.
Hey, man.
You all right with that? You all right with that? Could Funky not make it? Is that what it was?
I honestly haven't talked to Funky since.
Oh,
boy.
Since
New Year's, you know.
There's not dissension in the ranks, is there?
No. We good.
Okay, all right.
We good.
All right, all right.
I just haven't, me and him, we just haven't, you know. He focuses on whatever he got going on.
I got you.
Like, but there's no dissension or anything like that. Dalor is fine if we're still good. It's going to be still a well-oiled machine once it is that.
Yeah.
We link back up. But
and
my opinion on that.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for it to have been where, okay, I'm not saying that being with it, we're the former tag champ. I'm not saying that you should automatically throw us right back in and, being that we're the former champ, we should automatically get the automatic rematch. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say is this. Everything that Double R Finest ever had, we earned. Like when they threw us in and when we won them for the very first time, we wasn't just thrown in. We weren't just put together and just thrown in. I asked for that match because of a previous issue that I had with the draw. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So that's the reason why we got to where we were at with that. So If it's meant to be, we'll get back there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll earn them like how we did last time.
I gotta say, I mean, the way the action moves in the ECWA, I mean, there's so many shows coming up in the new year and everything. It's like it just feels like, you know what, you guys are gonna have your chance again for sure. I gotta think so. I gotta think so. I mean, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
There's a lot of shows coming up, Marcus. Right? You know, just because you're not. I mean, well, first of all, Ooh La La's not even on this show, so like, you can't even get the shot at the championship. So. I don't know,
what's
man.
Up with that?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to bring on the super agent right now. I believe it's the super agent. Yes, it is the super agent. AJ Pan is joining us on the line. AJ, I'm trying to get your guys on the line, and they keep hanging up every time I put them on hold.
Well, I don't blame them. They shouldn't be put on hold after what we've been going through in ECWA. If you want to call,
well,
let us vent our opinions.
I'm on board with that, man. I'm on board with that. What are your opinions as I feverishly try to get these guys on the line?
Well, you know, I overheard what Marcus was saying, and I'm the complete opposite of his thoughts. We should no longer have to toe the line and wait for things to happen. You shouldn't be hoping you'll be inserted in the mix. We've seen what happens. When all the politics with the new owner and what's going on, and it's a bunch of bull. New teams coming in, new people who haven't been around are getting opportunities, and we're getting pushed aside, or they're trying to. But guess what? It's not going to happen on my dime. It's not going to happen on Joey Ace's time or Ray Kalitri's time.
So, what's going on, AJ? How you doing?
How are you, Marcus?
I want to know, how do you feel? Like, what are your thoughts on Ray Kalitri, who won his match for the his tournament match, and then being put out of the tournament?
Well, no, here's the thing: they reshuffled all the matches at the last show, so Ray got taken out, and all of a sudden, Napalm Bomb just got an advancement, so he didn't even get a chance to compete. He just got a free match against Eric Martin. Ooh, big consolation for that. That's fantastic. A guy who hasn't even been in the company for almost a year.
It was a little strange to me, AJ, because you had the four semifinalists, and then all of a sudden they just said, all right, there's only three of you. And Ray Kalitri, you can fight Ricky Martinez. It's a horrible – listen, and I'm trying to be honest here. I'm trying to give this new management, Joe Zanoli, and, like, his benefactors, like, the benefit of the doubt here. But it doesn't make sense to me. Ray Kalitri, you're in that spot.
100%. Yeah, nothing is making sense right now. You know, me and Delaware's Finest, we haven't seen eye to eye in the past. But they got screwed just as much as we did.
Mm-hmm.
A team that hasn't been in ECWA – Ooh La La has not been – I do respect that he is one of the guys who have been here for ages, but Jay Delicious hasn't been around, and now they show up automatically as a team, and they get a shot, and now the champions aren't even on the show. One and a half of them is on.
Well,
a lot
one
of
the
fishy things
that,
are going on.
It is fishy, we can certainly talk about that tonight, I mean, because it almost feels like there's a faction forming between the guys that were in ECWA and all these new blood coming in, and it's going to lead to war, I guarantee you. But one of the things that makes total sense to me, and one of the things that I am very excited for this Saturday for the ECWA Heavyweight Championship, say what you will about new champion, the Machine Sam Shields, but he did not give Joey Ace a fair one-on-one match for the championship. Joey's going to get that fair one-on-one match. He's going to have the preparation now, AJ. And Joey's joining us on the line as well. Joey, you got to be excited for this opportunity to take back this title that a lot of people think you shouldn't have even lost.
Am I on? Can you hear me?
You are, sir.
I'm not excited. You want to hear the truth? I'm not excited.
Well, sure.
I'm focused. I want to go in there and whip his ass. Anyone who thinks this is going to be a wrestling match is sadly mistaken and is sadly getting their hopes up. It's going to be a fight. Because for 10 years, I've whipped Sam Shields' ass. I've gotten into the business, and my second match in was against him. And I whipped his ass in Ronkonkoma, New York, and Fight the World Wrestling's Darkest Days. That's the event. If you want to go online and check it out, there's a YouTube on it. You can watch the match. I whipped his ass then. I've whipped his ass in Tier 1 Wrestling. I've whipped his ass in the Ludus and Fighting Spirit Wrestling. There's no chance I'm going to step into that ring. I'm going to whip his ass on this Saturday night. Anything else?
It sounds like Joe is pretty focused, Brady. It sounds like he's ready to You know,
why should he be excited about getting a shot?
There's another thing.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You can hear me? Am
Marcus,
I still on?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Marcus?
Hello? Hello?
Can you guys
hello?
Hear me? Can you guys hear
hello?
Me?
Hello?
Yeah,
I can hear
I,
you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Back?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Right. You know what happened? I'm trying to get Ray Kalitri on, and I can't seem to connect. So
I think that was Joe Zanoli.
It could have been. It could have been. We know it wasn't Mike Tartaglia, right?
No, he's still trying to make his juice in the back with his girlfriend. I don't know what
yeah.
the hell he's up to. I don't care what he's up to anymore. Good riddance.
That ain't juice he's making anymore, AJ. I'm only kidding. That was bad.
I don't even think he could produce that anymore.
Oh, man. Ew. Ew. Joey, I in all seriousness, I can't even imagine the animosity that you're feeling right now. The only thing I could compare it to maybe is like the stuff with Ricky Martinez amped up to about 10. Is this the most personal feud you've had now since you're in the ECWA?
Of course it is. What do you think? Really, it's just odd to me how a new owner comes in and, you know, Joe Zaloni. And he makes this match where this guy wins the championship, a championship opportunity, you know. And the thing about it is, you know, I love AJ to death, but the way where he faults at is accepting people, whether or not, you know, he's known them for X amount of years or not. You know, that's one thing, that's one gripe I have with my brother that I have to say, hey, listen, look, dude, you know, it costs us a championship. Because guys are in it for themselves. They're not trying to look at the bigger picture here. That's one. The second thing is I hate the fact that, and I got to hear it, and I got to read about it, about this new era. There isn't a new era. There isn't. It's my era. It's the five-star studs era. The minute I walked into that company, I shook things up. Whether you want to talk about Michael Tartaglia mismanaging everything? People were in that building because of me. I was the guy who went in there and shook things up. There isn't a new era. It's my era, and it's still my era. Whether or not there's a new owner, there's a new sheriff in town. No, I'm the sheriff that's in town, buddy.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
We're having all kinds of issues tonight, guys. I don't know what's going on.
I'm telling you, it's management touring with us.
Yeah, and somebody just put on. I got a guy just calling in just to play music for us. I just muted him. normally, I love to talk to that guy, but not tonight. Not tonight. We do have Ray Kalitri on the line as well. And, you know, Joey, you're talking about, you know, getting screwed and you know, how it's not really the new era and all this stuff. Ray, we were talking about it before you got on the line. We had four semifinalists for the Mid-Atlantic title. Now we got three in a match, and for some reason you're not in there. What's going on?
You know what it is that, you know, Joe Zanoli, or as JoJo as I would like to call him, he's nothing but a coward. He never replied back to my message that I sent to him. He never replied to me as a man. All he did was hide behind his little stupid little computer, making stupid little remarks, little stupid little comments. But I'll tell you this, he has a big surprise coming Saturday at ECWA's New Year's resolution.
Can we get a preview? What's a surprise? I love surprises.
Oh, no. No. If it's a surprise, I can't tell you because then it won't be a surprise, right?
You just tell me. I won't say anything.
Oh, no.
All right.
Which
we can't trust you, Brady.
No way.
I hear you.
Oh, and by the way, this episode of your podcast is powered by VPCA. I just want to throw that out there real quick.
It apparently is. It apparently is, guys. It's funny because to talk to the three of you, and we have all three of you on the line right now, it's like Joey is fired up. He's pissed. He's angry. You got AJ. He's like, you're all angry, but you're angry in different ways, you know?
No. Collectively, we are all angry about the same. We all have the same angers. It's all through this new era, this JoJo taking over, him trying to screw over the PCA. You know what it is? That he's just mad because we don't stroke his ego. He's just mad because we're not his yes men. And he's just mad because he tries to put rules against us, but we still do whatever we want.
He's mad, yeah.
AJ,
also, he's
Joey.
Been trying to do this for years to me. I've been here, it's going to be 5 years in April. And he has gotten maybe, what, two or three victories over me in that time? I've outlasted everything he's trying to do.
That's what I was going to ask you, though, because, like, you guys have feuded since you've been with the company. Now he's actually got the power to pull the strings. Are we looking at the end of PCA here in ECWA?
Not if I have – he'll have to kill me before I let him get that final win. He's been trying for years, never happened. He's brought in people from the past that we've beaten. He's even tried to create other factions that failed miserably. And guess who's still standing? There wouldn't even have been a company for him to purchase if it wasn't for me and Joey. That idiot with the toupee was ready to let it rest last year. And guess who kept the company relevant? Me and Joey. Going on podcasts. Putting stuff online, defending the title elsewhere, while he's sitting there making cotton candy, whatever the hell he does in that office.
He does have good cotton candy. I've tried it.
No, it made me sick once.
And Joey, I can tell you're just like fuming. You know, you're just sitting there. It's like you're talking.
Wouldn't
about the
you
hatred
be?
That you have for Sam Shields.
That's a stupid comment, Brady. So wouldn't you be fuming? Joey Ace has been he is the face of that company. He has carried this company. He's beaten that. He's sent Joe Gacy packing. He's beaten everybody. And now all of a sudden, it's thrown out the window because they want to see who they want as champion. And they play. And he got me this time. I'll give him that.
He
did. But it's not going to happen again. We're not just coming for a title. We're coming for blood. The new era is not going to happen, just like it wasn't the time of the draw, and it wasn't the time of all this other crap that they try to pull. Guess who's still standing tall, and it will stand over him? As Ray said, he tried to be, you know, he's a coward. I've been challenging him for the better part of 3 years to face me, man to man, but he can't do that. He wants to throw me in matches, knowing that I'm not a trained professional wrestler. But I've still stood the test of time, and I'm still here standing, and I will be after Saturday night, and so will the rest of the PCA.
To look at this from afar, to see the two grudge matches that your guys are going to be involved in, obviously Joey taking on Sam Shields for the title. You got Ray against Ricky Martinez, and AJ, the match that everybody wants to see that nobody's seen is you against Joe Zanoli. Where is the most hate directed at this point? What are we looking to accomplish after this Saturday from you guys?
We're looking to get back what's rightfully ours, and we're looking to prove that their new era is not going to happen. What's going to happen is what has been happening, and that's been us dominating as we have. Joey Ace came in. Nobody knew in this company who he was. I knew what a talent he was. And he came in, and within the span of a year, it's never been done, within 12 calendar months, Joey Ace became the Mid-Atlantic and the ECWA World Heavyweight Champion. Nobody else has done that. Everybody they're promoting, they're talking about Adam Cole, they're talking about all these past people. Nobody has done that, but Joey Ace has. He's coming to reclaim that spot. Ray Kalitri, he has been moving up that ladder. He earned the spot in the Mid-Atlantic title tournament, and he was taken out for no reason other than pure venom and pure jealousy. Well, we'll beat their golden boys. We'll beat them. We won't just beat them, actually. We're going to take them out. If we have to injure them, so be it. If there's going to be some blood drawn, so be it. But a stamp will be left that says that New Era is not happening, and this is still what it has been for the past 5 years, the PCA era.
Excuse me. Well, Ray, as we start to wrap things up here, I'm going to start with you, between you and Joey. You got Ricky Martinez this Saturday. Obviously, it's not the initial match that you wanted, but what words do you have for Ricky Martinez? What words do you have for Joe Zanoli and the new owners?
See, Joe Zanoli is nothing but a puppet. They're pulling his strings. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees it, and that's fine. Ricky Martinez, you think that this is going to be like a walk in the park? You think that, oh, yeah, you know, I was former ECWA heavyweight champion. Ray Kalitri is nothing. But Ricky Martinez, you will find out that I am the shining star. I am the up and coming. I am the future of ECWA, whether you like it or not.
All right. And former ECWA heavyweight champion Joey Ace. Joey, you talked about your hatred for Sam Shields. You talked about how it's not going to be a match. It's going to be a fight. What do you have to say to Sam Shields before we let you go? And what do you have to say to the fans that are coming out to see this fight on Saturday?
I already said what I had to say. It's not going to be a wrestling match. It's going to be a fight. That's it.
All right.
And it's for the Victor Prize in the ECWA, the big red, what I call the red velvet. Yep. 15 pounds of red leather and gold for that.
You got my heart skipping a beat, Joey. I'm terrified that, like, you're going to reach through the phone and choke me right now. Thank you guys for the time tonight. And if I were Sam Shields, I'd be concerned.
Yeah, I would. If I was Sam Shields, I'd definitely be concerned.
I would think so. I would think so. So, man, Marcus, how about that?
You know, there was
like
one
I said,
question I wanted to ask, but I never got the answer for.
Yeah, I apologize.
The one
there
question
were just
I
so
wanted
many
to
people
ask:
on the line.
Are you a pa?
Yeah. Are you a pa? Am I?
Are you? Yeah, you.
I mean, I am. Now that I'm muted, I am. Now that I'm, maybe AJ has something different to say about that. AJ, am I a pa? I think I'm a pa.
No,
I'm half
no,
definitely
not.
Definitely not.
No,
definitely
you're still not a pa.
AJ doesn't even have to answer this question. You're definitely not. Stop it.
Not a poppy at all. Give it up.
Much love, guys.
Guess you got a little more work to do, Brady.
Oh, man. All right. So let's see, Marcus. We do have a couple more callers. I don't know if you want to get to them. They're a little crazy. what were your thoughts on your big match then? Sorry, I'm trying to do too much at once here. You have that big match against Cortez Castro. We certainly talked about that at length. Chris Wilde taking on Levin. We have a couple of the World 1 guys challenging for the ECWA number one contenders, I guess, at this point. You commented on that, and that's what the show's looking like, man. It's going to be an incredible night.
We haven't really spoken in depth on the triple threat
for the Mid-Atlantic title.
With Napalm Bomb, Tahir James, and the Shamrock Shooter, Killian McMurphy.
Yeah, and of course, like I mentioned earlier, like Ray Kalitri taken out of that match, and I do feel for him because he was in that tournament. Oh, you're still here. Cool.
Oh, I'm still here. Yeah, a match that I should have been involved in 100%.
Yeah, that's got to be frustrating. I mean, you're making such inroads the last couple months, and it's like the backseat comes at the hands of a matchmaker. It doesn't even come at the hands of, like, losing matches.
And not only once, but twice. Because the first time, the match got, for whatever reason, card subject to change. That's what JoJo looked at me, and that's what he told me. I said, all right, no problem. And now he puts up the title against these other two guys, and then Napalm Bomb gets a free pass. Why? Why does he get a free pass? I want to know why. I try calling JoJo. He doesn't pick up my call. I text him. He doesn't text me back. That's why I said he's a coward. He hides behind. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, do you think they were afraid that you would have beaten them? Like, are they trying to position Napalm in this match as the winner?
It doesn't matter who they position, but that's the goal right there. So whoever it is, get ready.
Now, if you can't get it in the confines of a match, am I taking it that you'll do whatever you have to do to start a feud with that person?
By all means necessary.
Wow.
All right, Brady? By all means necessary. It doesn't matter if I got to come out and interrupt the match, interrupt the celebration for the new crowning Mid-Atlantic Championship. It doesn't matter. Whatever I have to do to get their attention so that JoJo sees that I'm serious, that's what I'm going to do. That's why I told you I have some surprises for you this coming Saturday.
Oh, I can't wait. I love surprises.
You're gonna love it.
Now, we were talking about this triple threat, and obviously it's I got to get rid of this cough before Saturday, too. I'm going to be in trouble. It's Napalm Bomb. It's Killian McMurphy and Tahir James. It's got to be painful for you, Ray, but who do you see winning that match?
I don't really have a winner, to be honest with you. I hope they all get, like, some triple disqualification or something. I don't know. I hope something crazy goes down.
Then they just give it to the number four guy, which would be you.
I'm the number one guy, Brady. You understand? I'm not number four. I'm number one.
I apologize. That's not what I meant.
I'm the prize. I'm the man. All right? I'm the shining star.
Eyes on the prize. Absolutely right.
That's
Marcus,
it.
What do you think? Who's going to win this?
What
say you?
I have two choices in that.
Well, there's only three. What do you mean you have two choices?
In my heart of hearts, I see Tahir.
Okay.
I see Tahir James winning the whole thing.
I think he's getting the least amount of love out of the three.
Yeah, out of the three, he's getting the least amount of love. But that's who, if I was a betting man, that's who I would put my money on. I put my money on Tahir. I put all the chips on Tahir James.
Okay.
But at the same time, coming up, I've been around Killian McMurphy a lot. Like when he got his start, I was there. I know that Killian McMurphy, he's coming in focused. He's definitely he's trying to get this job done. He's pretty real clever. I mean, you know. Like and at the same time, you can't really count out Napalm Bomb. Like he's a former Super 8 winner. And we're on the road to the Super 8. So I don't know, man. I just kind of confused myself a little bit just now. Who I really want to pick. Like all three guys have a reason to why it is that you would choose them. You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time. Yeah.
At the same time, with Ray Kalitri being in the building, I do not understand why he's not in this match.
Right, I know.
I
feel for him. I do.
Call me a little biased or whatever. But I don't understand. If you got all four guys in the building, unless you're going off of how he beat Eric Martin at the last show, unless you're going by that, I don't understand why he's not.
Well, the only thing that I can figure, and I haven't talked to anybody, but the only thing I can figure is that they didn't want Ricky Martinez getting involved in that main event between Joey Ace and Sam Shields. So they figure, give him Ray Kalitri. He hates the PCA. You give him something to do. you give Ray Kalitri the opportunity to have an awesome match, and then he'll take it from there, obviously. And because for me, you know, Ray Kalitri calls himself the Shining Star. I think it might be the most appropriate name for anybody in the company, honestly, because he is a rising star. He is going to, you know, this is one show. I can't imagine that being taken out of that match for the Mid-Atlantic title is going to do anything to hurt Ray Kalitri long term. Just my opinion.
True.
But I mean, I look at these three, you know, and it's like, my God, it's almost a shame that wrestling isn't predetermined, because if it was, I could totally make a case for why each and every guy should win. But because it's not predetermined, you know, because this is an actual physical contest, I got to go Napalm Bomb, man. This guy's a heavyweight champion. This guy's a Super 8 winner. This guy's a Mid-Atlantic champion. And I swear to God, he looks like he ate to hear James. and then had Killian McMurphy for dessert. It's a big dude.
It's a damn shame this is not predetermined.
I know. Can you imagine the money that we could make if, like, we knew what was going to happen ahead of time, Marcus?
Right. we go down to Dover Downs, or Heritage Casino.
Sports betting's legal now.
Yes.
Yeah. Put 200 down on Napalm. That's what I'd say.
And then act real shocked when it happens.
Well, you know, I'm going to be shocked either way. If it was predetermined, which it's not, they wouldn't tell me.
Nah, they probably wouldn't. They probably wouldn't tell you because you actually have a voice.
Right. Because I would get too excited, and then I'd expect stuff, and it's not going to happen. That's why Ray wouldn't tell me what his surprises were. I can't wait to see what he's got.
Now, you know,
Marcus, you want to take a caller? Sorry, go ahead.
Sure, let's take a caller.
What were you going to say?
But before we go to the caller.
Well, we got two callers here. We got the music guy.
At?
What?
Where did you find PN News?
Oh, where did I find him? Oh.
Yeah.
He was rooting through John Cena's dumpster, and I found him. I met him at a convention years ago through Kathy Fitz.
Oh, okay.
PN News is the man, dude. I've been talking to him for years.
Honestly, I just watched one of his matches like the other day, and was thinking to myself, man, I wonder where's he at now.
There he is. He's on in the room.
And then
he's a tremendous guy. He actually recently retired. He was saying, because he was wrestling. The amazing thing to me is like, because to me, and maybe I overvalue like wrestling personas. But, like, PN News to me is, like, that's, like, pop culture because I'm a wrestling fan.
Yeah, it is.
I think, you know, like, that's like Shockmaster, you know? Like, that's somebody that you remember forever, you know? And, like, when he goes to Europe.
If you're a true fan.
Right.
If you're a true fan,
yeah.
People like that,
you know, like,
you remember.
Yeah. Like when Fred Ottoman, he goes to conventions, right? He knows to bring the tugboat hat. He knows to bring the typhoon tights. And he knows to bring the Shockmaster mask because they're the three things, and all three things people remember him for. Well, PN News, when he goes to Europe, he wrestles as Cannonball Grizzly or Avalanche. Like, he is about as anonymous as you can get. They don't talk about everything he did in WCW and ECW. He's not living off his legacy. He's, like, redefining it every time he gets in the ring.
Me personally, I would stick to the PN News if it was me.
Yeah, I would too.
I mean, especially
but I mean,
like,
look at
like
me. I've been doing the same. Yeah.
He's actually pre John Cena.
Right.
With the Thugonomics, he's pre.
Yeah.
Pre Thugonomics.
He was pre-Met on a Mission.
Yeah.
Like he was the first.
In any other person who tried to come out there and rap, and whatever else. Like he's pre all of that. The originator.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. So we got two callers on the line. One is the music guy. I'm going to bring him on because he loves to play music for us. You heard him playing Kamala earlier. He'll chime in from time to time. I'm also going to bring in a guy. I guess you could call him a guy, Marcus. He's been following the ECWA for a while, and he is the definition of somebody who never changes. We're talking with Rat Boy.
Yo, baby, what's up? What's cooking? What's happening?
You ready for ECWA this Saturday?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna make sure I get there. I don't care if I have to take a bus or 95 right into Delaware to show my face for one time. Because it is the year of the rat. It's the era of the ratitude. And you just got to wait to see me. But I'm who I'm going to go after. It could be that PCAASF. You never know.
Are you one of the surprises?
I can't say.
Marcus, do you remember that there were two times I remember that Rat Boy came down to Woodbury Heights? One, he tried to get into like the fan battle royal, but he wouldn't pay the money. So Mike wouldn't let him in the building. And the other time, he picked a fight with Sean Carr. The music guy kicks in.
I got something I got to say to Marcus.
Yeah.
All right, Marcus, you and the Funky White Boy, I'd like to take you under my wing and let me be your manager for one whole year. Can you dig that?
Yeah, you said you want to be me and Funky White Boy's manager for one whole year?
Yeah, because it is the year of the rat.
Okay,
once you stick with the rat, you got good luck, brother.
So he's talking like three or four shows.
Like, just hypothetically speaking. If
right.
we were to do that, so 2021, where we get to wherever it is we're going to get to, then we'll go ahead, just cut you loose.
Yeah.
Like, what if we were to find some type of success with you? Like, why would you limit it to 1 year?
I can't imagine he'd help you. I think it'd be
a big
distraction.
I would help you guys out big time to win because there's one certain person that I really don't like. And that's Ooh-a-la, because he's always playing those videos on Facebook and he's saying all this stupid stuff. But guess what? When he
sees
me,
he's gonna turn
around and walk out of the ring, give us the belt, and we win. Then I think
Marcus,
he's the man.
I, as somebody who's brought Rat Boy to a number of conventions and events over the years, I can tell you that nothing good comes from bringing him out. He's nothing but a distraction. and actually, he'll need a new ring name if he's with you guys. I would suggest maybe like Funky Stank. I could see that.
you got that
friend and brother,
I
Muddy Waters. He could be Funky Muddy.
I tell you what, Rat Boy, here's what we do. If you
shoot for it,
we'll bring you on for 1 year, but you got to do one thing first.
What's that?
Buy a ticket.
You know, buying a ticket, that's a part of everything, but. You gotta.
I know. I thought,
I thought the new owner would make me buy a ticket like Mike did, but he makes me buy a ticket to do commentary.
You got to make things right with Malcolm Mania.
We did.
I think they patched.
I'm sorry. Everything good between y'all.
Why do you care about Malcolm Mania?
Hey, man, listen. I had a good time doing the show.
Yeah. You guys were too much.
I had a time doing the Rats Going Wild show.
Yeah. I liked them, but I could never listen to them all because it was like too much ADHD from everybody. It was crazy. My favorite episode was the one where you had it out with Rat Boy's friend from Top Rope Radio.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Rat Boy, can you bring him if you come and manage? I'd like
Dude,
to see
God?
Marcus take him on. Yeah. I want to see Marcus splash him in the corner.
I probably can. I thought I could ask him.
That's okay. I'm only kidding.
He don't live that far. He don't live that far away from Delaware. He lives right across that Delaware River right down in Wildwood, Kent, Maine area.
Yeah. Wildwood's right near Delaware. Totally.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give it a jump.
Yeah. Yeah, all you need is one of those pond hopper planes, you know? Get there in 20 minutes.
You just need that ferry boat to just
one
take
of
them over and that's it.
You know what? It's I don't even remember what I was gonna say. It's all right. Yeah, don't bring him, Rat Boy.
No, that was my favorite episode. My favorite episode.
Yeah, Rats Going Wild was the one where Marcus and John went at it.
Yeah, I think so. I think that was the best one ever that we had. We got to replay that one sometime.
Yeah.
Last one to pass.
Marcus, you don't know the backstory, but what happened was I had four callers. Each one more special than the one before him. And Rat Boy will tell you, he's got special people in his corner. all four of them wanted to have a show. And I said, well, I can't do that. You know, I don't know. I'm not dedicating four shows to four of you. So I said I would give two pairs of them each a shot. So I put Malcolm and Rat Boy together. And they had the Rat Gone Wild, whatever that was. They came up with that name. And then the other one was Justin and Dustin, who call in the room all the time. And each one is more special than the one before them. And I got to name that show. I called them Justin and Dustin Discussing. And they didn't like it, but they went with it. So Justin and Dustin Discussing and Rats Going Wild. And I gave them each an hour. And that's how that was born.
And you made me the board operator.
You volunteered.
Yeah.
You volunteered, brother.
Yeah, but
you
brought the guest on.
I didn't want
you
to
brought
do
the
it.
Guest on. He brought all these guests
oh,
on.
Man.
I did.
No,
I
no
did.
Lie. No,
I
lie. No lie, Marcus. When you guys went on the air for the first time, I just kept thinking, like, I'm going to say a prayer for Marcus that he doesn't hate me when this is over. You guys are too much. You guys are too much. Listen. Go ahead, Rat Boy. You know what the worst part is, Marcus? The worst part with all this is talking with Rat Boy is I do a daily recap show with him every morning. Did you know about this?
No, I didn't.
We call it the morning after. We do it while I'm driving into work every day. It airs at noon every day. And so I can't get away from him. I talk to him 5 days a week at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. I'm tired. I'm miserable, and he just brings his rat joy every time.
You got one in the back.
The morning
here.
After.
Come on.
That's a
at least I'm not on a show. I'm not. At least I'm not on a show no more.
Correct, bro.
All right, brother.
Will you be in the building this Saturday night?
I'll make sure I'll be there.
For ECWA's New Year Revolution.
He don't have a way to get there. At least Woodbury Heights was near the train.
Don't worry about it. I figure it out. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. I would offer to get you, but I'm already getting the midget ref and bringing him in, so.
I figure everything out. Don't worry about it, okay?
All right.
You know, it is the year of the rat, and, you know, it's going to be a rat era, not the PCA star era. It ain't going to be none of those era. It's going to be the rat era.
All right, Rat Boy. I have no doubt.
That's what it's going to do.
Take care, brother.
Hey,
I'll talk to you in about 12 hours.
I will tell you this much. This is not just for you. This is for anybody out there that's listening right now who wants to be a manager, whether it be a manager, ring announcer, interviewer, whatever. Any of those jobs there, your job is to enhance the talent. It's not to try to get yourself over or put yourself over or make yourself bigger than the person that you are in front of. So with that being said, if we were to bring you on as a manager or whatever for Delaware Spine.
Oh, will you stop feeding me? He's going to be talking about this forever just because you mentioned it once.
I'm just saying, if that were to happen, like, your job would be to get the talent over and not yourself.
Don't worry about it. I will take the talent over, you know, because I am an entertainer. Come on. Everybody loves the Rat Boy.
All right.
All right, Rat Boy. I'll talk to you tomorrow in like 12 hours. It's going to be insane.
Yep. In about seven hours.
Well, no, actually, it would be.
What?
Give him some cheese and he'll do anything.
Be 9 hours. 9 hours.
You hear what she said?
Girlfriend. He'll curb your girlfriend.
Give him some cheese and he'll do anything.
I know. Take care, guys.
Okay.
He does. He's got some kind of a situation going on. Yeah, I don't know. But that's where we are, and I got to get out of here soon. But it's we got the big heavyweight title match, Sam Shields taking on Joey Ace. We got the triple threat for the Mid-Atlantic title, Napalm Bomb and Tahir James and Killian McMurphy. We got Chris Wilde taking on Levin. We got Marcus Waters. He thinks he's fighting Ricky Reyes. He's going to end up fighting Napalm Bomb. I'm only kidding there. You're fighting Ricky Reyes. And that's going to be a tough one. That might be the toughest one you've had on the main roster, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I believe that just may be because of not only the toughness that Ricky brings in, but also the experience.
Yeah. And the guy's insane. Like, he's, like, so amped up, you know?
Right.
You know, he's going to be coming in there full bore. I think it's going to be a pleasant change of pace from Mishra Ulala and Jay Delicious.
I mean, but you already know me. I'm not ducking no smoke, as the kids say.
And you're versatile. Like, you can wrestle all these different styles and all these different types of opponents, so it's going to work for you. I like the size you bring to the match, too. Because Ricky's not very good with bigger opponents, usually.
We're definitely going to see what's going to happen. I mean, it's only a couple of hours away. So if you're out there listening right now, you might want to go get your tickets now. Plenty of great seats still available.
Where can people can only buy them on the website right now? Like I was going to give them Mike Tartaglia's number, and I guess there's no point in doing that anymore.
I did see where Mike said he might show up.
Oh God, I've already got people telling me he didn't really sell it. If he shows up, they're not going to believe me. I had two people this week tell me that he didn't sell it, including another promoter.
Also, what I think is like, what I think is some kind of part of the script or what? I think it's predetermined.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, Joe could never buy it, so it must be fake.
I mean, how would anybody know what Joe can afford? He works for the state,
right?
Or,
well, just because he complains all the time about never having money.
He has some type of job, so.
He does.
I mean, and minimum wage just went up in most places, so.
Yeah. Well, he's the boss either way, you know. So I had a former fan and I had another promoter tell us that Mike didn't sell. So if he shows up, I'm sure I'm going to hear from them telling me that they were right and I'm wrong. They all think that Joe's working me.
So they think Joe's what now?
They think Joe's working me.
Oh.
They think that Joe and Mike came up with this idea that Joe bought the company just because Mike has a bad reputation. Mike's had a bad reputation for 20 years. Like, why would, like, all of a sudden today be the day that, like, no, like, they sold it because, like, they want to keep the company going and Mike doesn't want to.
I mean, that's definitely the explanation that I was given.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't really have time to focus on the day-to-day operations. I mean, a lot of that goes all the way back to last year, or like before then. Like when we were doing the show in Atlantic City. He didn't really have the time to focus on the business.
Yeah, I mean, the last two years we've had summer hiatuses, and this year in 2020 they actually have a tour of Long Island lined up in August.
Yeah, a tour in Long
Island. That's the difference. Yeah, there's a show in Long Island.
That's new one on me.
I got it from Joe. Well, he was telling me about it. Hopefully by then you and Funky are the tag team champions again, and you're the World 1 champion. That's how quickly things move in the ECWA.
Hey, that is definitely how fast things move in ECWA.
Like, we're going to go there in January, right? We're going to go there on Saturday, and it's going to feel like in the blink of an eye the next show is a Super 8. Like, then the year's a quarter of the way over.
Right.
A third of the way you're over.
Speaking of that, they're announcing this weekend two people.
Yes.
Two more.
Yes.
Out of the that's going to be out of the Super 8.
To join
already
Vinny
named
Pacifico.
Vinny Pacifico.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. Super 8 season is always exciting, especially when you're on the independent. When you're doing independent pro wrestling, there's two times of the year where it is that you get excited for. Super 8 season and PWI 500 season.
Yeah.
Like you wanna try to patch your stats for both fields.
Right. Patch your stats. You want to get on Cage, what is it, Cage database or whatever, Cage,
What the hell is it called? That? The website. That's the one that lists every, the matches everybody had. Yeah. That's the one that I use when I'm writing about everybody but you.
You definitely won't be on that.
You'll get on there someday. I don't know how, but you're going to get on there. When you win the ECWA heavyweight title, they're not going to have a choice.
I mean, I think they're not going to have a choice if I win the tag titles back and the World 1 heavyweight title.
Right.
They're going to have to put me in.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, I don't think Jay DeLucious or Mishua Lala get on. I mean, Ulala has got on. You know who else got on, actually? He's still here. You know who else got on? Ratboy got in the PWI 500 one year. Right, Ratboy?
Get the hell out of here.
He did.
Yep.
Right, Ratboy? What year?
Yeah.
What year?
89.
He was in the 89 one. I thought it was in the 90s.
No, I think it was 89 to 90, something like that.
It was a favor from Dennis Corluzzo, wasn't it?
I think it was from Dennis plus Bill Wagner and plus Eric Cardullo.
Right.
I had an arm wrestling contest with Z-Bar. I was in the ring with the Elephant Boy. I've been a couple good matches back in the
All
day.
All right, Ratboy. You make me want to take NyQuil. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, but they never put me in with the Super Prize Snicker one.
No. Well, that was just a one-off. You didn't even have a match.
No, really?
Nowadays, we have
minimums.
You got to wrestle at least 20 times a year.
Well, this year I might have to do it. So
take care, brother. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, man. See that, Marcus? Anybody can make the the 500. All you got to do is apply yourself. I say that. I literally have no say. I'm part of like a 10-person committee. I'm part of like a 10-person committee. I have like no say whatsoever. There was Marcus, in all the years I've been doing PWI for almost 15 years now. And in that time, I can only think of one time when I influenced everybody with like a PWI 500 thing. And it was like, they'll never let me forget it, that was my fault. It was the year that The Miz was number one. That was me. And I came there with, like, spreadsheets and all these materials talking about why The Miz should be number one.
But shouldn't it have been, being that he was the heavyweight – shouldn't Miz have been number one, being that he was the heavyweight champ for WWE?
I mean, there's so much that's a part of it, you know. He wasn't, like, winning the most clean matches, and he wasn't the best technical wrestler, and – even though he was the main event, he wasn't necessarily wrestling in the main event matches with the championship. So there was a lot of different stuff going on there, you know. And the fans hated him, especially the internet crowd. So, anyway, that's where we are. So this Saturday, ECWAProWrestling.com. I understand that they still have, Marcus, a limited number of gold front row seats for $30. So if you want to sit in the front row, $30, it's a $20 general admission. Now, Joe did tell me that the tickets are going real fast. So you can try and buy at the door, but if they run out, you're going to be out in the cold. You're going to be literally in the cold. So you might want to snatch those up in advance.
Right.
mean, this last couple shows, man, those tickets have been going like hotcakes. What's that?
I said, you definitely do not want to miss this show.
Definitely not. Definitely not. All right. Well, I think we got to get out of here. I got to let my voice heal because I'm going to be I'm going to be coughing all over the place on Saturday. It's going to be a mess. So lots of hot tea and honey coming up. But Marcus, thank you for the time tonight, and best
Anytime.
Of luck on Saturday. Anytime.
All right,
we'll have to make this a regular thing. You know, we'll plan it out a little better next time. And we'll sit down and do this before the shows, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I got every weekend.
I'm definitely with it.
Yeah. There was one year where, like, I podcasted every night of the week, and I was miserable, dude. I was miserable. It was like, I was like, one night I'm with Bobby Fish, one night I'm doing In the Room, one night I'm with Papa Don, one night I'm doing that dating show thing that I was doing. Like, it was like, you know, I never went out. I was just all the time in front of my computer, and it was horrible. And I swore to myself, I try to limit it now to like one, maybe 2 days a week at most.
Right.
Yeah. All right, dude, we're rambling. Take care. Everybody have a great night. Newcastle, Delaware, that is at 300, I believe it's North Basin Road. 300 Basin Road in Newcastle, Delaware, United Asbury Methodist Church. Tickets and information, ECWAProWrestling.com. For Marcus Waters, Brady Hicks, we'll see you guys on Saturday. Take care.